for
call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Here.
Trustee Dodd.
Here.
Trustee Calandrello.
Here.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Milani.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Rise to the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of December 21st, 2020, regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of December 21st, 2020.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Accounts payable.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable for from December 22nd, 2020 till January 4th, 2021 in the amount of $7,477,597.31.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda item A, payroll for December 23rd, 2020 approval. Item B, maintenance of streets and highways of municipality under the Illinois Highway Code resolution. Item C, Stellwagen Farm landscape maintenance 2021 to 2022. Item D, disposal of village equipment, public works department ordinance. Item E, Police Department Native Landscaping Stewardship Renewal 2021 to 2023. Item F, Summer Glen and Lakeside Ponds Shoreline Stewardship Removal 21 to 2023. Item G, Park Hill 1 and Park Hill 3 Ponds Phases 2 and 3 Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2021 to 2022. Item H, Arbor Ridge Road Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2021 to 2023. Item I, Imperial Pond East and Imperial Pond West Pond Shoreline Stewardship Renewals 2021 to 2023. Item J, Churchill Pond Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2021 to 2023. Item K, Village Center and Rec Admin Pond Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2021 to 2023. Item L, Orland Park Prayer Center Ordinance for a Special Use Permit Amendment and Modifications and Rezoning.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Move to approve items A through L on the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Network structure cabling infrastructure contract.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Healy?
I move to waive the competitive bidding process and approve the contract with Insight Public Sector, Inc. through Omnia Partners Cooperative Purchase Contract for IT Products and Services Number 44000664 with work to be performed by Advanced Data Technologies for a cost of $528,609.59, plus a $52,860.96 contingency for a total not to exceed amount of $581,470.55, and to authorize the village manager to approve change orders not to exceed the contingency amount, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mayor Pico?
Trustee Dodge.
Question for George. A lot of work looks like we went through and we found a good vendor. You guys are saying it's the right thing to do to waive bids on a $500,000 contract?
You know what, I think that's just a little misleading. It's really not a bid waiver. It is we're using the Omnia purchasing co-op, so we're utilizing a co-op contract for this.
Which we've done before?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, so the language could have been clearer.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
I think it's technically a bid waiver, but we did go out and bid for this in the past, and the bid was actually higher than this, but we only had one bidder come back. That's why we explored these other options, so it saved us, what, about $60,000?
Correct.
So, okay. Any questions? Comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Procurement of village trash hauler, truck, and trash cans for village parks.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the purchase of one 2021 Ford F-450 truck with accessories per Suburban Purchasing Co-op pricing for $44,928 plus a 10% contingency of $4,492.80. For a total amount not to exceed $49,420.80, and approve the purchase of curb tender pup for the quote of 19469 dated 11/11/2020 from JWR Inc. per Sourcewell Purchasing Cooperative Contract Number 091291-CBR for $56,274 plus a 10% contingency of $5,627.40 for a total amount not to exceed $61,901.40. And to approve the purchase of 150 model 840K liter containers for Toter LLC based per HGAC co-op pricing per quote WQ 10175791 dated 12/14/2020 for the amount not to exceed $34,303.19. And allow the village manager to approve change orders not to exceed the contingency amount.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Engineering, landscaping, legal fees, and escrow accounts.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas.
May I have an ordinance number, please?
5578.
I move to pass ordinance number 5578, entitled An Ordinance Amending Title I, Chapter 18 of the Orland Park Village Code in regards to establishing escrow for development review, professional fees, and costs.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Interim Geographic Information Service Consultant Contract.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve a three-month contract with Gewalt Hamilton Associates, Inc. for interim geographic information systems in the amount of $47,000.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Resolution regarding the Village of Orland Park Adopt a Park Program.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
John, may I have a resolution number, please?
2102.
I move to pass resolution number 2102 entitled Resolution Regarding the Village of Orland Park Adopt a Park Program.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. Is there any citizens here to speak? Nope. Okay, board comments, Trustee Fenton.
First of all, I'd like to just say that I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and holiday season. I wish everybody a super, super great 2021. Things only have to get better. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the Public Works Department and our building maintenance people who are out there shoveling snow, shoveling this, plowing the streets. They did a great job. I know some residents ask that the plows don't plow the snow by their driveway, but that's totally impossible. But they've done a great job. They're out there when we're all cuddled up inside by our fireplace or under our cozy comforters in bed. And I'd also like to thank the Recreation Department for all the events that they held over the holiday season. And I know our ice skating rink is doing very well outside because the weather's been so cooperative. So just wish everybody a great 2021.
Trustee Dodge.
Thank you, Mayor Pico. Just a couple of quick comments. So echoing many of Kathy's comments, Happy New Year to everyone. Let's sincerely hope that 2021 is better than 2020. And as just sincerely hope that as the federal government continues to release and distribute vaccines, that the states and the counties get it right in terms of distributing it properly. Because I personally think that that's a bit of the bottleneck in terms of the vaccines getting into Americans as soon as possible. And just as a closing thought, you know, it's great to see the police tonight. I think it's a great idea to have brought it here, right? And just, you know, for many, many years, been a big fan, big supporter of our police department, and certainly proud that the traditions that have been built up over the decades continues. We've got a great department that serves a great town really well. So again, Chief, if you could, definitely, Mayor Pico said it in his comments as well and echo those earlier. I think everybody on this board appreciates what you and the entire team do for the village. So thank you.
Trustee Calandrello.
First of all, Happy New Year. I want to echo everyone's comments, so hopefully we have a great and blessed 2021. I also like to highlight this thing on the, we passed the engineering and the ability to forward the cost to make it a speedier process. That's something I've been talking with development service for a long time, so I'm glad we're finally, a couple of developers wanted that. That, hey, I want to get quicker. Can I pay you to get quicker? Well, now they can. So it's a highlight. I think I want to highlight that we just passed. And then also I just want to echo the comments of the board regarding congratulations to the police department on a great year and a great future. I had the honor of serving with them as assistant state's attorney for a long time. I think I'm getting older because now the traffic cops are now the sergeants that we just had up here. So they are the best in the nation. I've seen it. I know it. So congratulations for a great year and great future and great blessings and great success in the future. Thank you.
Trustee Healy.
I'd like to echo Trustee Fenton's words. Wayne, cleaning the streets was, I never take it for granted, and they did a great job this last couple days in cleaning the things. And to echo Trustee Dodge's words about the police department. It is truly amazing how the award ceremony, and this is the second time that I've attended it, and I think it's just amazing. It's a good tribute to them, and it's a good tribute to Orland Park to have such a great police force. I heard that Orland Park had a lot of, you know, I've seen Orland Park has a lot of tough women in here, but we see so many ladies get awarded, including Officer of the Year. There is just, they'll help keep people walking a straight line. So good luck to them. So thanks.
Trustee Katsinas.
There's a problem when you speak fifth. Everything you wanted to say has been said. So I echo what you said, but Bill, you took the words out of my mouth. With the police department, to see these young men and women, especially our patrolmen out on the streets, and to see so many young ladies too winning awards, you know, it's a really neat thing and an inspiration, hopefully, to a lot of young women out there. If you didn't get a chance to see our police awards, they were on at 6 o'clock on the committee of the whole meeting. It's a good chance to see these young men and women instead of in the squad car up close with their families, which was really nice. So outstanding job by all of them, and of course led by our fabulous Chief Mitchell. So thank you very much, and wishing everybody a happy new year. And thank you, Public Works. You did an awesome job on all the streets. Thank you.
Trustee Milani.
Well, everybody, welcome to 2021. You know, I hope this can continue to move with positive momentum this year, as we're seeing already in our community, and put the bad parts of 2020 behind us. You know, it's our first meeting of the year. We're already making progress on projects that we budgeted for that'll improve our processes, rebuild our infrastructure, and create more efficiency. I'm looking forward to much more happening in 2021. I'd like to thank everybody who came to our Children's New Year Party, an event. It was sold out. There were 78 participants. They got to ice skate. They got to, you know, have a bonfire. They got to play games. They had a DJ. I wish I had that kind of party New Year's Eve. And, you know, as everybody has said already, thank you to Public Works. You guys did a great job. You were proactive in taking care of the snow events. Our police department, we know you're one of the best in the United States. We appreciate all the hard work and effort. And congratulations to everybody that, you know, joined the force today, that was promoted, and to everybody that received their award tonight. And most important, Happy New Year to all of us, and let's look forward to a positive 2021.
Thank you all for your comments tonight. Trustee Dodge brought up vaccinations, and you may have seen that we released that there's a registry for vaccinations. Well, Psych, as he said, Cook County said, oh yeah, here's a registration for everybody for vaccinations, and then they said, oh no, wait, it's just for first responders, and they announced that like a day later. So plan for more changes and incompetence from the county, not going to be a shock. We're going to continue to pass on the good information that we have when we have it, including if they give us something we think is good and then they retract it, we will change it and let you know like we are now. So we'll continue to try and keep you informed. As it stands right now, Group 1A, and those people who are in Group 1A know who they are, and they've been notified of where to get their vaccines. So they're getting them either at their locations of business or at pharmacies that have been given to them where to go. So when others become available, we will continue to pass that information on. At the present time, our vaccine distribution plan, which has been in effect since 2005, which the county coordinates, so you know, with the first responders, they coordinate with police departments and fire protection districts. So they don't coordinate with anyone else, in spite of what you might hear. So that meaning through our police department, we will get this information and we'll get it to you. If our plan is activated, we will use it. We actually believe at this time that it's never going to be activated, that they're going to go through alternative means, but that's what we think right now, and that could change in any day. So I think the Village of Orland Park, the residents won tonight because you know, we had a pretty heated discussion, or at least a few people got heated at the Committee of the Whole, and it was an open process. That's the way it's supposed to be. People asked for information. We had the discussion out in the open, not behind closed doors, and that's what happened. So that's the way we should do things, and that transparency wasn't here 4 years ago. Now we have all of these things videoed, so it all gets seen. So thanks to the board for approving that a couple years ago, because I think it's good for the people of the village. Since I arrived, I've said two things that a mayor worries about are police and plowing the streets. And I've said this from the day I got here. I'm very fortunate to be in charge of a team that is great at both. We have a great police department, and our public works staff does a phenomenal job keeping our streets clean through snow. Tonight, also at the Committee of the Whole, we celebrated our police department, swore in new officers, and gave many well-deserved awards. We have an outstanding department from top to bottom that includes Chief Mitchell. It includes Deputy Chief Rossi, our commanders, our lieutenants, our sergeants, our sworn officers, our CSOs, and our staff. The results speak for themselves. Lowest crime in 25 years in 2019, and it's lower still this year. So phenomenal job by our police department. It's not easy, particularly when you have a non-cooperative Cook County State's Attorney, but that just speaks volumes to what great proactive work that you do, and great work from the board for supporting you for doing it. Also, over the last 5 days, our Public Works Department has done an outstanding job on the first snowfalls of the season, and nobody said it better than our own Chief Mitchell, if I have it here. He sent an email out after his email from New Year's Eve morning, and I can't find it here in my stack of papers, but what he said was our Public Works did an outstanding job, and after an ice event New Year's Eve in the morning shift, we had no traffic accidents. That's a testimony of Public Works doing a phenomenal job keeping our street clean and the impact it has on our police. So we all work together. So that's very, very important. So I want to thank the chief for passing that on. I want to thank everyone for their hard work throughout the last year, all staff, and wish everyone a happy and let's hope for a better 2021, because 2020 is, I'm glad to see that in the rearview mirror. With that, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific village employees.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
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 All right.
Okay. Make sure the monitors are off in the lobby.